Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Principal Ian Server of Housatonic Valley Regional High School once again informed the public of the premature death of one of their students. Donald Blodgett, a senior, was killed in an automobile accident on Route 7 in Falls Village at the intersection with BB Hill. Sincere condolences are extended from the entire Housatonic community to the family. Now, the school will be available with counselors from 10 till 2 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, all day on Thursday and Friday, to accommodate students who are coping with this tragedy or last week's events as well. Well, Sharon residents had an opportunity to discuss three proposed ordinances. There was an informational meeting held last Thursday for abandoned premises, abandoned motor vehicles, and placement of snow in public right-of-way. Selectman Dale Jones said a committee was formed just about a year ago to study the issue of unsightly properties. Originally anticipating it would deal with blight, they emphasized the ordinances are not for that purpose. Quoting here, the language is most important in these documents. They are about promoting public health, safety, and welfare, property rights, and neighbors' property rights, end quote. The ordinance outlines administrative processes which involve scheduling an inspection if a complaint is lodged. If that is not done, the selectman shall schedule a hearing within 30 days to attempt resolution. As for enforcement, if the matter cannot be resolved, a fine of $20 per day can be assessed. The violation must be abated at the property owner's expense, or a lien could be placed on the property to cover needed costs. The abandoned motor vehicle ordinance states no motor vehicle in an abandoned condition shall be parked, stored, or left on a public highway or public or private property. It also lists the circumstances when the ordinance would not apply, such as when vehicles are enclosed within a building associated with a farm operation or with a lawfully licensed dealer or repair facility. First Selectman Brent Colley said the snow ordinance is needed because it's a universal issue. Homeowners or maintenance workers plow properties and then deposit snow on roads. Valley Elementary School in Norfolk has announced the USDA's policy for determining eligibility for children to receive free or reduced price meals served under the National School Lunch Program and School Breakfast Program, or free milk served under the Special Milk Program for the 2018-19 school year. To be eligible for free lunch and milk, eligibility guidelines dictate a gross weekly income of no more than $304 a week for a family of one, $412 for two, $520 for three, $628 for four, $736 for five, $844 for six, $952 for seven, and $1,060 for eight. For reduced price meals, eligibility guidelines dictate a gross weekly income of $432 for a family of one, $586 for two, $740 for three, $893 for four, $1,047 for five, $1,201 for six, $1,355 for seven, and $1,508 for eight. Application forms are being sent to all homes with a letter to parents. To apply for free or reduced price meals or free milk, households should fill out that application and return it to the school. Additional copies are available at the main office, also at their website at valtellschools.org. A reminder to all Great Barrington Fire District residents, the Great Barrington Fire District special meeting is set for 6 p.m. tonight at the M.T. Cavanaugh Fire District Building, 17 East Street, Great Barrington. All fire district residents are encouraged to attend. The warrant for the special meeting has been posted for your review at the fire district office on East Street, the town hall on Main Street, post office in Great Barrington on Main Street, and the Mason Library at 231 Main Street. Community Access to the Arts is presenting its annual art show, I Am Part of Art, featuring powerful collections of work by 125 artists with disabilities. The first exhibit hangs at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts at Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and it runs through July 31st. The gallery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 until 4. Coming up on Wednesday, the Sharon Parks and Recreation presents a summer concert series on the town green, The Sounds of Frank Duo, The Sounds of Frank Sinatra. Meanwhile, Kent Park and Recreation has their free concerts on the lawn, and that is coming up on August 2nd from 6 till 8 p.m. on the green at Town Hall. Joint Chiefs will be performing. The Sunset Music Series continues at the Couch Pipa VFW post on Thursday with live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise coming up August 2nd, Days Off. The Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting set for Thursday, August 2nd at 7 p.m. Act upon a request by the Board of Selectmen and Park and Rec Committee, the town meeting expenditure of non-recurring account of $10,000 and up to $30,000 to be determined by the Board of Finance for completion of the walking track at Veterans Field, and act upon a request to the Board of Education for unexpected funds to be placed in the non-recurring account. Well, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. It runs at Dodd's Farm in Hillsdale, New York, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. More information is available at falconridgefolk.org. It's a happening at the Knox Gallery, Monterey Library, and everyone's invited on Friday, August 3rd from 4 till 7. Bring your own water-based paints, no spray paint, brushes, drop cloths, markers, pencils, glue, paper, old drawings, anything else you'd like to bring, and create. Everyone must take their unused materials back with them. Also, you're asked to bring snacks, finger foods, or soft drinks to share if you can. A suggested donation of $15 for adults, $5 for students is requested. All will be donated to the Friends of the Monterey Library. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Norfolk Artists and Friends Art Show, the 10th annual exhibit at the Patel Steckel Gallery, featuring works by members of the Norfolk Artists and Friends, plus 10 great artists. An opening reception will be held Friday, August 3rd, from 5 until 7:30. Of course, a reminder that it is a weekend in Norfolk this weekend as well, weekendinnorfolk.org. Well, it's also a pretty big weekend in Sharon on Friday. It is the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And then, of course, on Saturday, you have the used book sale at the Hotchkiss Library. That goes on Sunday as well. But also on Saturday, it's the 59th annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair from 10 until 5. As we said, the 22nd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing will take place on Friday night from 6 till 8 o'clock. Information, sharonbooksigning.weebly.com. There'll be a tag sale coming up in Sharon on Saturday, August 4th from 9 to 4 at the Sharon Methodist Church. Many new items. Also, 20% off purchases of $25 or more. A summer craft fair Saturday from August 4th from 10 till 5 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Crafters will be set up inside and outside. There'll also be a hot dog wagon, bake sale, secondhand tables, and delicious summer luncheon to be served inside. Join Matthew Cantello for Adventures in Sound, a sonic expedition on Saturday, August 4th from 10:30 till 12 noon at the Ancrum Town Hall. Kids and adults will make music, move, and use their ears in ways they never thought possible. Now, Matthew has 20 years of experience teaching and performing and communing with music. The program will take place at the Ancrum Town Hall. It's one of several Rojan Library-sponsored events that will take place in Ancrum over the coming months. August 4th, the Wasaic Project Summer Festival, 6 bands, 10 dance groups, slews of short films, tons of art, and more. It runs from noon until late in the evening. August 4th in Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site, Luminarium Dance Company presents a family-friendly performance on the grounds featuring newly commissioned work inspired by Claremont's history and landscape, alongside a selection of repertory favorites ranging from classical to contemporary. That's at 3 p.m. On Saturday, August 4th from 4 till 7 p.m., the Bidwell House Museum holds its summer garden party at the Historic Art School, a benefit for the historic 1760s Bidwell House Museum, 66 Art School Road, Monterey. This year, the museum is excited to be honoring friends and neighbors, Jill Horner and Yo-Yo Ma. There'll be live music by the O-Tones, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres by Kate Baldwin, a silent auction, and art show with local artists. More information or tickets at 413-528-6888. Online, bidwellhousemuseum.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,451.06, the NASDAQ at 7,737.42, and the S&P 500 at 28,18.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.